This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul and Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Post Office just announced they're going to put out their first line of scratch and sniff stamps on June 20th. The 10 different stamps will have pictures of popsicles and their scents, including things like fruits and chocolate and root beer, and their forever stamps. So they should just be the same cost as other stamps. So scratch, sniff, stick, mail, rinse and repeat. Well, this just sounds like nonsense, but apparently there's some science behind it. According to a new study, taking your shoes off at your front door could help you lose weight. It has to do with a chemical that's in everything from cleaning products and cosmetics to processed food, even dust floating around the house. It's called obesogens. It's a real deal. Not clear how much weight you'll lose, but some people think it could be one of the reasons we've collectively gotten bigger and bigger over the past decades. Other things you can do to reduce your exposure is to vacuum more often, avoid heating up food in plastic, and trying to eat organic foods. Here are a few random facts. 16 largest ships in the world produce as much pollution as all 800 million cars in the world combined. Wow. The first compact disc CD that was made and sold in the U.S. Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA back in 1984. And cats are the serial killers of the animal world. They are responsible for killing off at least 33 species of birds, mammals, and reptiles. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. There's a new scientific theory about how life evolved on this planet. Some scientists now believe living organisms were planted on Earth by aliens by introducing octopuses to Earth's seas. So essentially, they're saying octopuses are aliens. Post is launching two new breakfast cereals, Golden Oreo O's and Nilla Wafer cereals. They'll be available in Walmart stores only for a limited time. Company says it's like eating cookies for breakfast. So what's the best age to become an entrepreneur? New word out says companies that are started by people in their mid-40s have the best chance to succeed. Best age to be a successful entrepreneur, according to MarketWatch, is 45. Now, if you don't like getting hot and sweaty when you work out, there's a new concept that might help. It's not local yet, but could be. There's a studio that opened up in New York City earlier in the month called Burn. Whole idea is it's cold in the classes and workout areas. Wintertime cold. They figure when you're working out and not getting overheated, you work out harder and longer. That means you burn a lot more calories. The Burn Studio is such a hit, classes are already booked up for weeks and weeks. Finally, one in four of us say we haven't visited all the iconic landmarks in our own cities. According to a new survey, the landmarks people want to see the most are the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, and the Statue of Liberty. I've seen the statue, never been to the canyon or Yellowstone. Also on the list, people want to visit the One World Trade Center, Golden Gate Bridge, the Space Needle, and Gettysburg. I've been there too. Another quick reminder, Speaker Series of South Haven presents Reflections on Leadership and Perseverance with Mayor Dennis Archer tomorrow night, 7:30 at Listiak Auditorium. Admission is $10, but free for teachers, clergy, and students. You can learn more about the South Haven Speakers Series at southhavenspeakersseries.org or find them on Facebook. Knucklehead news out of Florida today. Are you surprised? Where a woman didn't seem to understand that heat and humidity are not ideal conditions for cuddling. 31-year-old Christy Misty Mudd, yeah, that's her real name, Christy Misty Mudd, was arrested last week after she attacked her boyfriend for not wanting to cuddle. Police say 24-year-old Jared Thompson said, "It's just too hot to snuggle." It was 88 degrees. She got angry, scratched him, also took out her rage on the furniture inside their apartment. When police arrived, Mudd, who smelled of alcohol, denied hurting Thompson and claimed she was the victim. Cops determined it was clear she was the aggressor and arrested her for domestic battery. She's been ordered to have no contact with her boyfriend. Don't they have an air conditioner? It's Florida. The Daily Buzz. Something I should buzz about? Email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave a message on Facebook or tweet me at COSYFM. Fax is 637-2675. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. A drop box lives on the outside of the building if it's after hours when you stop by. Podcast of the Daily Buzz at WCSY.com, our website, and iTunes and Google Play and lots of other great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.